Good morning. This is Dan Ruby from Fleischmann Planetarium and Science Center at the University of Nevada, Reno, with you for your Monday morning blurb about what's going on in our night skies this week. We have the best meteor shower of the year. This is going to be an awesome show, the Perseid meteor shower. It's the wide path of debris left by a comet, Swift Tuttle, that last looped around the sun in 1992. It's not going to come back for over another 100 years. So that means that this 20-something-year-old stream of comet dust, boiled off by its heated path by the sun, is still relatively fresh. It's really wide. It's like 2.5 million miles wide. So we've been wading through this stream for a couple of weeks. But we're hitting the densest part of that, this continuous swarm of meteoroids, this week. And as we hit that densest part, going really fast. The Earth is traveling around the sun at about 66,000 miles an hour. So as we are plowing through this debris, those little bits of soot, like sand grain-sized bits of rock, burn up spectacularly as they hit our atmosphere about 100 miles up. These things are best seen between about midnight and dawn. That's the same thing with any meteor shower. We can see these best between about midnight and dawn, and every day this week is going to be good. Between tomorrow early morning and Friday morning, we're going to have some good shots to see this thing. So I would say go out when you can and when the weather's good. It's going to peak maybe Wednesday morning, maybe Thursday morning. It's hard to predict, but early Thursday might be slightly best because there's another meteor shower, a very minor shower called the Delta Quarids, that's contributing to this show with some dim shooting stars. And on early Thursday morning, the thin crescent moon isn't going to be rising until closer to sunrise, so the moon won't even be in the way. We're going to have great, clear, dark skies to check this out. At peak, we're going to see maybe 50 an hour if you're in a really dark location. So go someplace dark with a clear view of the skies. If you want to check these things out, give yourself about an hour to check it out. That's a good amount of time. Your eyes will adjust. You'll start to see more and more of these things. So find someplace dark, grab a friend, give yourself an hour, go out between midnight and dawn. Any time between, between late tonight and early Friday morning, and check out this Perseid meteor shower. More information about any of this stuff, you can always visit us at the planetarium. You can call us at 784-4812. You can visit us on the web at planetarium.unr.edu, or best yet, you can come in and chat with us in person. We love to talk about meteor showers and everything else space-related. We're at the north end of the University of Nevada, Reno campus, just north of Lawler Bench Center. We love seeing you ex-listeners here, and keep looking up.